Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a brand new video game that's either come out or is coming out very soon. My name is Peter.
And my name is Ben.
Hello Ben.
Hello Peter, you alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Nier Automata, the End of Yorha edition.
Ooh.
Which is the port of the multiple Game of the Year award winning 2017 Nier Automata
yes.
to Nintendo Switch. And before we go any further, we need to say that this is an ad. It was sponsored, this video that is, was sponsored by Square Enix. There's a link in the description and the pinned comment, so please go and click that to find out more information. So if you have not played Nier before, or even if you have, I'm going to tell you all about Nier Automata, the End of Yorha edition.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yes. Are you ready?
Well, I've got one question before you start.
Go on.
Did you play it? Have you played it before on PlayStation? Is it, or is this the first time you're playing the game?
I've played it on PS4.
PS4.
Before.
Yeah.
I played it last year for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really enjoyed it. It was one of those games that for the longest time I'd heard it sort of had this huge following.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking it up and it's sort of existential, introspective. Expectations subverting nature.
Lots of endings.
Lots of endings, yeah. You think the game's over? Think again.
Yeah.
You need to play it from maybe a different perspective.
Oh.
And there's all sorts of quirky, unique, and strange endings in there as well.
Like, yes.
Oh, did you fall off a building? You unlocked ending letter V, for example.
Yeah.
And then on your save file, it'll say ending scene. And then it'll tell you there's a little letter there for you.
Mm, nice.
Essentially, Nier Automata is set in the far-flung future. We're talking the year 5000-ish.
Right.
And beyond there. An alien force has sent machines to take on the humans, and then the humans retreated to the moon, created androids, and there's sort of a proxy war being fought between the aliens and the humans, between the androids, who you play as, and the machines.
Right.
But we haven't seen the humans for a while. All that we know is that this is our purpose as androids, is to go down there and fight. You play as 2B and a couple of other characters as well as you progress through the game, and you've got to basically squash the machine menace. But as you go, maybe it's not all as simple as it seems.
Whoa.
Maybe
what?
There's some little twists and turns in there.
Steady.
Yeah, exactly. What kind of game is it, Ben? I'll tell you, Peter.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
At its core, it's an action RPG.
Yes.
But it also has twin-stick shooting. It has the sort of side-scrolling elements as well. It very cleverly... It's got an open world in at its core. It's an open world game, and you go from mission to mission. There's side quests and... vendors and traders and outposts and all sorts of things to discover and unlock. But when you go in for these missions and some of these side quests as well, especially into some of these more linear areas, the camera angle can sometimes just shift completely round and it just changes genre.
Mm-hmm.
It changes style of game. Sometimes you're flying a little spaceship thing and... As I said, it becomes a twin-stick shooter, and you're using the right stick to aim. When you're down on the ground, you've got a little pod thing who follows you around, a little
yes.
robot friend, and there's a button you can hold down so that he fires, fires bullets, but then also has a special power-up attack, too. Because you are an android, it really goes in-depth with how you can customize your character, too, not in terms of how they appear, but how they play and
yes.
function and operate. And these are called chips that you can go, not
delicious,
not delicious chips, but you go in there and you can see basically your storage or your memory, and you have to decide what kind of chips you'd like to install. Some of the bulkier chips will take up more memory, so you need to remove other ones. And these can range anywhere from things like the map. Mm-hmm. You can just unplug the map chip so you don't see that anymore, or various other bits of HUD, all the way through to things like auto fire for your pod. You can plug that in, or auto evade for your character, so they'll jump out the way of everything that, that comes their way. It even, again, talking about how it sort of subverts expectations and it's very strange, you can unplug your OS chip and then the game ends, the credits roll, because you've died, because you unplugged your OS chip, and that's one of the endings. So it's very playful in that sense. Even when you're just talking to other characters, sometimes you'll have dialogue options and it'll be like yes or no, and then there'll be some strange third option which sort of perhaps goes beyond the programming of what you would expect an Android to have, that always takes everyone by surprise, which again sort of ties back into the strange introspective what does it mean to be alive kind of questions,
existential stuff
exactly that this game asks.
How is it in terms of difficulty? Because nowadays, in my experience, people, it's quite a polar thing now. Some people are like, I always want to play games on easy because I've got no time. And then you've got other people who are like, I want a new Soulsborne difficulty kind of game to play. How are you finding it in that sense?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Well, you have access to the usual gamut of difficulty options.
That's good.
So I'm not sure, because I played this before, and obviously I haven't finished the Switch version, the end of your Hurt edition. But from what I played, for the purposes of capturing footage and getting back up to speed and sort of seeing how it plays compared to the home console counterpart that came out a few years ago, I did put it on one of the easier difficulties. And I don't know if it's because it strikes me as the kind of game that would do this, but I had all of those, all of the chips installed that basically would allow it to auto-play itself in combat.
Right.
So I could press a button to toggle the combat chips to be active or not, and it would shoot for me, it would attack for me, it would change weapon for me, it would evade for me. So all of those things were ready to go from the start. So if you want to just experience this, then those chips are available, and I would imagine that they're locked to the easier modes, because you don't want to be starting the game on hard and have access to press this button to play for me mode. But there's some interesting, speaking of sort of Soulsborne-y type things, there's some interesting multiplayer aspects as well, in that while you do not see other players, you do occasionally come across the dead android bodies of where players have fallen. And you can do a little prayer over them, which means that they'll come back with full health and an item. When you die, by the way, you just come back at your last save point.
Right.
But your body will be out there.
Yeah.
You can recover it to get some stuff back, but if you encounter another person's body, you can pray over it. They'll get full health and an item, as I said. But then you have a choice to either retrieve, which is you just, I think you get a bonus based on 3 random chips that they had installed for a brief time, or you can revive and you'll have sort of this brainless companion for a short time who will just follow you around and attack things. So there's some fun stuff there as well. The music is so good in this game. That's made the leap. I suppose I should talk about what makes the Switch version different.
Yes, because it's not quite the same, is it?
It's not quite the same. Obviously, it's I think it's locked to sort of 30 FPS and obviously the resolution that the Switch is capable of outputting. I did notice a couple of muddy textures and a little bit of flickering. So there's been a visual downgrade, I would say. But it still plays really well. I never noticed any real slowdown at all, even because the combat's quite frenetic. You know, you're spinning these swords around and you've got explosions going off. And I never noticed any slowdown. I think it's the perfect opportunity for people who haven't played it before to hop in, especially as now you can play this thing anywhere you want if you've got a Switch at home or on the go. That's half the fun. It also comes...
Were you paid to say that? No.
No, I genuinely wasn't. I did.
No, I know you weren't.
It says in there.
The exact wording. At home or on the go.
Or on the go.
That's half the fun.
It's half the fun. That's what it says. Near Automata. Yeah. The end of your edition. But genuinely, like, if you haven't played this game, this is a fantastic opportunity to do so. And Switch owners should feel very lucky to be able to play a game like this because it is, I think, really special. And I kicked myself. It took me so long to play it when I played it last year on PS4. But it does have a few other things as well. It features the, prepare for this, the 3C3CD1D11944097 DLC.
Wow.
Which comes with 3 Colosseums and additional costumes. And for free, you can additionally download the 6C2P4A118680823 DLC.
Brilliant.
Which comes with 6 new costumes, 4 new accessories, and 2 pod skins based on characters from the mobile title Nier Reincarnation.
Well, there you go.
So there's something there for previous Nier Automata fans who played it before. And, you know, if you want to play through it for the first time, you owe it to yourself. Quite frankly,
yeah,
because it's well good, and now you can play it wherever you want. Brilliant. On the Switch.
Yeah, and work your way through all those endings. That's the first thing I think of when I think of Nier is how many endings it's got, and I think that's really interesting because there aren't many games like that out there.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things that I enjoyed the most is it really just does play with your expectations.
Yeah.
Like, No, you're not done yet. Mm. There's still more to go. Mm. If you do want to get it for Nintendo Switch, it's out on the 6th of October. That's tomorrow at the time of the release of this video. Mm-hmm. So go and grab it. And a reminder that this is an ad.
Yeah.
There's a link in the description. There's also a link in the pinned comment. So please, please, please go and click that link to find out more information.
Brilliant. Well, that leaves us just enough time, as this is Quipscope, to do a quip about the game. So... Nier Automata, more like have you got one?
Near or Far Automata, because you can play it anywhere you want now on the Switch.
That's half the fun.
It is half the fun.
Nier Automata, more like Nier Awesome-ata.
Ooh.
Because it's awesome, this game.
That's
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. I like that.
Yeah,
really thank you to Square Enix for sponsoring this video.
Yes.
And again, go click that link. Mm. We'll catch you in the next one, everybody.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.